from Feature Story News in Washington. I'm Simon Marks. Air raid siren sounding in Israel after the country came under sustained rocket fire tonight in a fresh escalation of the violence that has now left at least 30 people dead and scores injured. Israel spent much of the day pounding Palestinian positions in the Gaza Strip. From there, Hamas has now launched fresh rocket assaults on Israeli territory. Tal Schneider is a correspondent with the Times of Israel.
Hamas was firing all over Israel. Central Israel, and we're talking about millions of people running into shelter, and we have 3 people dead in the last couple of hours on the Israeli side from those attacks. And yeah, it seems like it's going into, you know, wrong direction. Very sad to say that.
At the White House, Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden is urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Palestinians to de-escalate the conflict immediately.
His team is communicating a clear and consistent message in support of de-escalation, and that is our primary focus. The president's support for Israel's security, for its legitimate right to defend itself, and its people is fundamental and will never waver. We condemn ongoing rocket attacks by Hamas and other terrorist groups, including against Jerusalem. We also stand against extremism that has inflicted violence on both communities.
But she conceded the U.S. is relying on Arab governments to be seen as honest brokers, given that Washington has no relationship with Hamas and deems it a terrorist organization. Fuel prices are rising across the U.S. as the shutdown of the country's largest petroleum pipeline is in its fifth day. The Colonial Pipeline, that supplies almost half of the East Coast's fuel, was hit by ransomware hackers on Friday. From FSN's Washington Bureau, Nick Harper reports.
The American Automobile Association says prices at the pumps have risen 6% already over the last week. Supplies are tightening as Colonial works to get the pipeline operational again, aiming to have it back online by the end of the week. The cybercriminal group DarkSide says it was responsible for the attack, but says that their aim was to make money, not create problems for society. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission is calling for compulsory cybersecurity standards for all pipeline operators to prevent similar hack attacks. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is promising a public inquiry into the handling of the COVID-19 pandemic within the current parliamentary session that started today. Sessions don't have a fixed length, but are generally a year long. The Prime Minister made the commitment during questions in the House of Commons.
I do believe that it's essential that we have a full, proper public inquiry into the COVID pandemic, and I've been clear with the House before.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, taking a look today at the outlook for this summer's Olympic Games in Tokyo. Already delayed because of COVID-19, they were supposed to happen last year, now there are questions anew about whether Japan can go ahead and host them as a fresh wave of COVID-19 leads to lockdowns in Tokyo and elsewhere. FSN's Tokyo correspondent is Phoebe Amoroso. She says the latest polling shows that 60% of the public believe Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga should announce the country is abandoning the Games.
The debate is certainly heating up, and more voices are speaking out and adding to the opposition. Prime Minister Suga has been speaking out and denied prioritising the Games over people's lives and insisting that the Olympics can go ahead safely. We've also heard athletes joining the debate. Naomi Osaka showing some very conflicted feelings. She's been waiting for a long time to participate in the Olympics, but she says that if they are making people uncomfortable, then this is the discussion that needs to be had.
And the possibility that the Olympics might be scrubbed was heightened by news that the president of the International Olympic Committee has himself had to cancel a trip to Japan because of the coronavirus lockdown. Thomas Bach was due to visit Hiroshima next week, meet the Olympic torch relay and accompany it to Tokyo. But with the Japanese capital locked down until at least the end of the month, the trip is off. The main news again, Hamas has launched fresh rocket strikes on Israel, killing at least 3 people, on top of the 26 people killed by Israeli forces in the Gaza Strip. Fuel prices are rising across the US as the shutdown of the country's largest petroleum pipeline is in its fifth day. And the Australian government says its borders are unlikely to open for international travel until the middle of 2022 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And that is the latest feature story news. Simon Marks reporting.